From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried announced the signing of a $24.8 million cooperative agreement with the USDA under the Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement Program. The MorningAgClips.com reports the program provides grant funds to the Florida Department of Agriculture to purchase and distribute locally grown, produced, and processed food from underserved producers. Fried says this influx of federal funds will allow Florida farmers and producers to build sustainable and resilient market opportunities. The EPA is proposing to remove 12 chemicals known as polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFASs, from the current list of inert ingredients approved for use in pesticides. The EPA's Michael Feedoff says ensuring these 12 chemicals can no longer be used in pesticides is an important step to protect workers, the public, and the planet. EPA says it will also do a thorough review of previously approved chemicals. After a slow start to the year, U.S. pork exports to Colombia rebounded strongly in the second quarter and are now 10% ahead of last year's record pace, reaching $120 million through June. Beef exports to Colombia are also soaring, up 55% in volume and 78% in value at $26.3 million over 2021. U.S. Meat Export Federation's Don Mason says inflation is definitely challenging the spending power of Colombian consumers, but meat demand has been very resilient.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.